Thank you and good morning. Officials with the Yurok tribe continue to work on the eradication of a major marijuana grow that resulted in the destruction of tens of thousands of marijuana plants found near Wichpec over the past 2 weeks in Operation Yurok. The focus is now on the environmental damage caused by the grow sites, including the diversion of water from the Klamath River. Piles of garbage and other trash were also cleaned up, and rehabilitation of the area has begun, including the dismantling of water tanks and the removal of equipment used in the grows. No one was located on the properties during the service of the search warrants, but suspects have been identified and are expected to be charged once the investigation is completed later this week. In addition to concerns about water diversions for illegal marijuana grows, officials with the Yurok tribe also issued a press release last week announcing that fishery crews have discovered a parasite on salmon, the same parasite that was responsible for the massive fish kill in 2002 that resulted in the deaths of tens of thousands of fish. Ichthyopterus multifilus, better known as ich, has been found on salmon pulled from the Trinity River, and the discovery could lead to tribal officials to call for an emergency release of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Fisheries biologist Michael Belchick told the Triplicate that the appearance of the parasite this early in the year is the earliest it's been found, and that if they determine that 5% of the fish tested for the parasite are found to be infected, it could trigger an emergency water release. Lightning strikes have caused fires throughout the region over the past several days, and CAL FIRE crews are currently battling a small wildfire near Pequon. The 200-acre fire ignited early Saturday morning and has scorched just over 200 acres. It stands at 30% containment. The Queen Fire is burning near the Bluff Creek Trail and the Fish Lake Campground near Highway 169. No road closures have been announced, but visitors to the area should exercise caution. Further to the east, CAL FIRE reports that at least 7 lightning strikes have started small fires in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Congressman Jared Huffman has solicited the input of California residents from across the state as he crafts a federal bill aimed at addressing long-term solutions for the ongoing drought. Huffman led the opposition to a bill that was brought to the floor of the House last week and added 20 amendments to an alternative measure, including a new $2,000 tax credit for homeowners who purchase and install water capture and harvesting systems on their properties. Huffman also supports funding to provide immediate upgrades and necessary repairs to existing water systems, including treatment and delivery facilities, repair of leaking pipes, and measures that address water theft at upstream locations, including in Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. Huffman said in a statement that he will combine his bill and amendments with a similar measure introduced by Senator Feinstein to address the impacts of drought. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Beginning today, the city of Eureka will accept public input regarding development concepts for the area between CNF Street behind the boardwalk. The city will hold a series of workshops this week, which will include presentations of the site's history, a discussion of the site's building constraints, and possible ideas for the area. The public will also have a chance to work with professional architects for any ideas or proposals, and the week of workshops will conclude with a presentation of final concepts. Time now for our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we will continue to focus on the drought and the effects it has on the economies and cities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Last week, Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a drought emergency for 3 more counties, including Curry County. That now brings the total number of counties to 23, making it double the amount of drought emergencies declared last year. Snowpacks in Oregon reached historically low levels for the 2015 year, which has caused significant water shortages this summer season. Farms and fish rely on melted snow to refill streams and bodies of water, and that wasn't the case this year due to drought conditions. With the drought declaration, water managers will be able to get water use permits at a faster rate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has also made $2.5 million available to farmers, ranchers, and foresters to aid in conservation. Now the state of Oregon, along with the state of California, are taking more proactive steps to limit the effects drought has had on our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.